It's time to link up for Ismas and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Yes, we have Desley on the line. Morena, Desley.
Morena, Rosetta. How are things with you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, really good. Look, last night I went to the opening of our cabaret festival.
Oh, awesome. So, was it amazing?
It was amazing. And it was kind of, you know, that little teaser of all the shows that are going to happen. So a little bit of kind of everything. So I really gave me a chance to see what was coming. And I tell you what, it's at the Civic, which is one of our iconic, beautiful buildings. But there's like music, comedy, circus, drag, burlesque. You know, there are things that are challenging. There are sort of calls to action. There's laugh out loud moments. And a little bit naughty, all in the same thing. It's fabulous. And, you know, tickets start from $20, and it's from the 24th of June to the 5th of July. So really fun entertainment. Have a look at the program and see what's in there, because, you know, they've got the Kaluzi people there. It's everything's there. It's fantastic. It's real good fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just what we need at the moment, eh? A bit of fun.
Right. That's right.
Good stuff. Nice to hear that you've been along to that. I'm keen to jump into things because I know it's been a busy old time for the council. Something that I think has been top of a few people's minds for a little while since it was announced is the Move On Orders Bill, the Summary Offences Amendment Bill. I know that the council is sort of, it's been a hot topic in terms of making a council submission before July 3rd and coming to an agreement. Can you run us through what some of the corridor has looked like and the sort of agreement that the council has reached on this?
Yeah, look, it's a very sensitive topic, as you can appreciate, because there's on one hand, you can kind of see the intent that has been asked for by some of the businesses. On the other hand, we're talking about people, and we need to handle people sensitively.
Mm-hmm.
So what the bill does is it would allow police to issue move-on orders requiring someone over the age of 14 to leave a public space for up to 24 hours. And the orders are to be used for behaviour that is disorderly, intimidating, disruptive, or obstructing access to businesses, right? And the bill also, though, proposes that begging and rough sleeping is sort of standalone criteria. And the new section in the bill would give police that that power to issue that move-on order, including begging, rough sleeping. Now, our position, we recognise that move-on orders can be useful for police to respond quickly to antisocial behaviour, but we don't support treating begging or rough sleeping as offences in themselves. I mean, they're not actually criminal behaviour, we don't think, all right? And look, we have, there's criminal behaviour, and then there's a bylaws that Auckland Council have that kind of deal with that. And we do have, under what we call our public safety and nuisance bylaw, we have tools in that bylaw where we can kind of move people on. So some of the practical things that, for example, came up, and these are some of the questions I asked in the meeting itself, was like, you know, a lot of the businesses say, look, this is not right, someone will sleep in my, or be in my door frame and customers can't get in or out. Well, you don't need a government police order bill to do that. We already have that covered under our bylaw, all right? But I think the sensitivity around the people element and the fact that actually there's a lot of extra investment needed in this, because just because you are sleeping rough doesn't mean you're a criminal, all right? So I think we are asking government to invest in more mental health and addiction services, more emergency and transitional housing, because if someone's sleeping on the streets, you know, Is it because they haven't got anywhere else to live? And what does that look like in Tāmaki as far as numbers of beds and things concerned? The wraparound support and also the kaupapa Māori services as well, because, you know, we do note that Māori are significantly overrepresented in homelessness. So, you know, we're very keen to make sure that that has support on that, really. So, look, what do we say? Basically, public safety and compassion are not mutually exclusive. Definitely not. And look, we support tools that help police manage unsafe behaviour, but we all also want solutions that reduce homelessness, not just move it from sort of point A to point B. And we really believe that progress in this area requires joined up long-term investment in the services that help people off the streets into stable housing and support, wraparound support services.
Yeah. Can we go back to the bylaw for a second that currently already exists so that, homeless and rough sleepers can be moved along from businesses? What systems are currently in place to ensure that those vulnerable people actually end up at shelters or receiving the support they need?
Look, we take a very soft is probably, I'm trying to think of the word I would use, but we take a very people-based approach with our compliance team. And what I'm saying is that bylaw doesn't specifically mention begging or rough sleeping, but actually what it says that if you are doing something inappropriate in a public space and it interferes with somebody else's use of that space, well, then you can be moved on. Of course, we work very closely with Homeland, and you know, absolutely, we fund them. The mayor's put more money himself from his mayoral fund into compliance officers. So we are, as a council, as an agency, support with other agencies that actually support housing. We do actually have quite a joined-up approach.
So all those people that get moved on for disruptive behaviour are ending up getting the support that they need?
Well, look, if we try very much to ensure that happens. Obviously, I'm not saying this is a perfect answer, because it's not. You know, it's a very large amount of money that's needed for probably a very large problem. You know, and I suppose, Rosetta, what I'm saying is, if people need help, we want to know that that help is available, right? That's not council's job to provide that help. That's government agency-based support, right? And we are very joined up with those agencies. You know, our people are really sensitive to others that need help, and we work as close and as well as we can to try and help people get the support that they need.
Mm-hmm. So the council sort of stated its stance on this. If the bill were to go ahead, what are we going to see from Auckland Council in terms of providing further support, shelter, resources for those who are, you know, put further at risk from the move-on orders?
I think if the bill does go ahead, it firmly has a central government solution. And this is very much what the bill is saying, I think, is that police will be required to move these people on and to charge them as a criminal offence. So therefore, it would be the police as the agency that would lead the follow-on, agency support around that too.
So you don't think that the council has any sort of responsibility in terms of looking after the people that might be put further at risk from this?
We do, of course we do. That's why we have bylaws in this place, you know. But we're not a social service agency, you know. We actually work with social services and help join the dots, for want of a better word, you know. I mean, we are not a social housing provider. We're not a mental health provider, you know. But these are people in our place, right? And we need to, and we do, work very closely with agencies, social service agencies, private agencies, you know, other organisations who do provide the support for our most vulnerable.
I'd like to briefly touch on, before I let you go, New Zealand First campaign to scrap the Independent Māori Statutory Board. Mayor Wayne Brown has come out pretty staunchly against this and says that it's, you know, the government is trying to pick a fight. What's your stance on this?
Look, I'm not going to say what I think about any political party or their policy, but I will tell you what we do have with regards to Haukura and why I think it's it's fine, right? Well, first of all, it's part of our law. Remember, we're not like any other council. We have our own Local Government Auckland Council Act, and Part 7 of that Act says that we should provide economic, environmental, social significance to Mana Whenua and Mata Waka, right? And Haukura is, and it used to be called the IMSB, but in 2004 I think it changed to Haukura. That is a group of nine people chosen by our 19 iwi that have a connection to the Auckland region. Now, most other councils in New Zealand only have one or two associated iwi, but we've got 19. So they put up seven Mana Whenua and two Mata Waka, right? They have a vote, and that's how they select them. And so, by law, by our own Auckland Council Act, we are required to have this organisation. It sits has about two people on pretty much all committees, except the one that the mayor chairs, the governing body. How does it work? I think it works fine. They are active. They always ask questions in the meetings. They are, we have a great bunch of people that have the interests of Māori right across our area at the heart of all their questioning, and that's what our Act says we have to do, and that's what the people are there to do. But I would say we are very different to other councils, because we have it in our law. And I also will tell you that in the discussions that we had with central government on this issue, we have this regional deal, right? And the mayor and myself, another councillor, sort of talked to the current government about this, and we were assured that they didn't want to touch Auckland when it came. The current government didn't want to touch Auckland when it came to this. So it'll be very interesting how that plays out politically.
Yeah, has there been any sort of consultation between New Zealand First and any Auckland councillors before this bill was sort of put? This policy was put forward?
Look, it's the mayor himself that owns the government relation, or the high level political relationships with all parties, right? That's the way this mayor runs it. He does that himself. So for example, I haven't met Minister Peters or on this or anything else, to be honest. I do meet the mayor with the current government on the regional deal. Once we did the regional deal, it was really important to make sure that kōrero relationship was there with the central government on all things that they are planning or we are planning together that happens in Auckland. But for example, the mayor meets with ACT leader David Seymour by himself, and all sorts of other politicians. So I only get involved really when it comes to the regional deal stuff.
Right, but even though, because a couple of months ago when the regional deal was all sort of coming together, we were talking about how this was going to make communications and the relationship between central and local government a lot more succinct. But now we've got people in government like Winston Peters putting forward stuff like this that seems to misalign with the thoughts of Auckland Council.
Yeah, I think what's happening here, let's be really clear. We have a government that is made up of three parties, and the regional deal was about the current government making sure that they talked to Auckland on issues that affected Auckland, right? And we have a list of all those things. We're now into what we call election mode, and I think every political party is starting to have their own policy and things that they want to campaign on for people to vote for them, right? And that is probably, I won't say appropriate, but I mean understandable is probably the word I'll use for. Understandable that every party wants to, shake the cage and say, this is why you should vote for me. And there is a difference between the two.
Right. I guess that's just the nature of an election year, isn't it?
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Desley. Always a pleasure to chat with you, and hope you have an awesome rest of your week.
No worries. You too. And I hope Millie gets better soon.
Yes, ka kite.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.